Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real. Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina.
This is Marcia.
Hey.
This is Heather.
What's up?
Do we have, where is Elvis?
Shh, he's knocked out over here.
Don't call his name.
Don't call his name.
Don't speak it too loud.
Don't speak it too loud. I was like, where did he go? He's not here. It's the, yes, he is. He's
I left him upstairs with Sebastian.
I wasn't sure.
Snarks.
Because in my mind, really I'm good. Thinking, I mean, if you did, that wouldn't, I wouldn't have thought anything about it.
It would, we'd know though.
We would, because we'd hear a lot of, you'd hear, sit down, sit down. He did really well though. You saw Sebastian handle Sparks.
Yes,
she's very well. He's doing really, really well with her.
Mm-hmm.
He's paying attention to Luke. He's doing the commands and the sits and the things and the stuff. And I practice and I work with her during the day too. Cause like I'll have the little vitamin. I don't want to say the word, the T-R-E-A-T. And it's like, we'll do the sits, we'll do the lay down, all the way, all the way. I said all the way. I've been hanging with you guys enough.
Yep.
So it's like, she's still, even though they don't get to hang out with you guys as far as your training as much, we are still trying to keep her up on her training.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's good. Yep. How we doing? What's going on? Marcia walking in here in this beautiful green and these beautiful red shoes that match literally the line in her shirt. Ma'am.
I'm
You're
rocking
cute.
My brand, and I'm trying to be cute in my brand.
You are so
because
cute
I need
in
to
your
sell my brand.
Yes, ooh, you are so cute in your brand. I have one of the brands of your shirts.
Good, I've been passing them out.
I need to wear it.
Back to school is coming up. I'm
yes,
trying
it
to,
is.
And school is going to be different this year for me, so I won't be, you know, I got to do what it do.
Do you have all the stuff ready and laid out, or have you enjoyed your summer and actually had a chance?
No,
to rest?
I've been really enjoying my summer, but I've also been able to, you know, implement. The next steps and next moves and process through that too. So
it's you're transitioning over fairly
I think
smoothie?
I'm transitioning well. I'm Good. Finally starting to relax and exhale
and just
believe it's okay and it's fine.
Yeah. You got smart kids.
So yeah.
They're going to absorb everything that you've got for them.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Right. We, I was informed that I will be the long-term sub at the beginning of the school year for the librarian.
So,
we
is this, does she have the baby?
She will be having a baby.
Okay, okay.
So she has not had a baby yet until, is it this month? This month or next month?
Next month.
I think
for school?
I think she's going to be having the baby. And then
then
I will be taking over. So she might very well be in the midst of it. I got to be honest, I'm not sure. I've reached out to her. She hasn't reached back. So that kind of tells me that she's busy.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her sweet hubby have got themselves a new house. And I don't know why I'm telling this woman's business. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's fine.
Well,
it's
you were fine. Talking about yourself and just your position. The kind of selling it. So it's
don't
fine.
Say
it's
her name.
Fine.
You're good.
No, I'm not saying anybody's name. But it's just, I'm kidding. I'm not going to say her name. But it was, I'm excited. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. This feels different.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm in a warfare. That's the word I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's a completely different space. It's like you're walking into a position in a space in a place, and you know that that's where God's called you to be, but it's going to look. I'm still going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, but it's going to look a little different. Strategic is the word that keeps coming to mind. It's like, all right, Dina. Every day we wake up, we're gonna be very strategic with our words, strategic with our thoughts, which we should be as Christians anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? Like, we've got these tiny minds that are in front of me, and there is an atmosphere that they're bringing in or not bringing in, and I get to help create a space of safe.
Yeah.
And some days that's easier than others.
Of course.
And so I think the weightiness of that and then has kind of set on me a little bit to where I'm like, okay, I know, I see you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I see you. Okay. And it's like, are you going to come on up higher a little bit with me? And I'm like, absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah.
Deal with me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that way I'm not walking in with stuff either. And that way I can respond with a pure heart and with a...
Yeah.
So what about you, Heather?
Oh, I'm good. I was just thinking about you get to step into an area...
that you came out of.
Oh, yes. But, I mean, specifically...
Yeah.
In the library, you get to step into an educational area that has been embattled.
Yep.
Very harshly recently.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
That is actually...
I don't mean that lightly. Like,
no,
ha,
sincere.
Ha, ha. I mean, like, that'll be fun. That is a great place to take over.
Sincere. I mean, it's... and that is actually the absolute first thing that crossed my mind. And I was like, so it's that space of, God, I need you to deal with me with any residue, with any preconceived ideas, any thoughts. I need you to deal with me so that way I can respond if and when it does get presented in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
How do I handle this? And how do I handle this to where you get the glory and people's lives get restored and delivered and changed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like that space. Because ultimately, we want everybody restored. We genuinely want everybody restored.
Mm-hmm.
Even the most unrestorable that people would think in the church world, right? You just want to go, everybody deserves the presence of God.
Yeah.
Everybody, he died for all of us. Mm-hmm. I love you said that last episode, didn't you, Heather? It's like, he died for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, even the murderers, even the drunkards, even the ones that do all the things. And it's all of us. It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
And I choose to say, okay, how do we do that and do it well?
Yeah.
So everybody gets to be reminded that that God hasn't left them and that he loves them.
Man.
So, and that comes with the enemy's not going to let that go.
No.
No. It's going to be
It's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
So I'll be calling you a lot. Laying on the floor.
Yeah, but you got to think. You're fighting with a stacked deck.
Come on. He already won. we already know that God's already won it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just, how do you want me to play the cards?
Right.
Right.
How do you want me?
Right.
I mean, like.
That's it. Just what's my position? How do you want me to do it? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marsha may have a little bit of a background in that, in the educational
just
area.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
So I'm like,
you might
want to
pick her brain
a
little
bit.
Honestly. So. Listen, it's warfare all over the place, but yeah.
It's true. Because this is my sixth year of being in the public school system.
Mm-hmm.
Not six full years, but like I'd say five and a half, but my sixth school year that I've been in here. And it's no joke.
No, it's not.
It is not for
the faint of
heart.
It's not to be taken lightly.
It takes you to a completely different space. It either takes you out or it takes you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I choose to come on up and to remind these beautiful scholars and these administrators that are also in that space that, no, we don't have to live here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to live here. No, you get to come up higher.
Yeah.
No, that's what culture says. No, that's what society says. Nope, that's what the media says. Nope. You get to... be extraordinary.
Yeah.
Go against the norm. Don't blend with everybody else around.
Absolutely.
What are we doing right now? No, we don't do that. Nah, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
Mm-hmm.
These are the words that I say to these kids and to some of the teachers and other people that I encounter. I'm like, nah, you're better than that. Come on. That's easy. It's easy to yell at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a whole lot more strength to.
Yes. So then he's working something in you. So, I mean, just everybody's able to come up in this situation.
Amen.
And just where is he taking you, even with the firm footing and, you know, the things that you guys will encounter with that.
Come on.
So, I mean, this warfare for sure.
Yeah.
But way beyond the district.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, there are so many people you guys are going to encounter.
This is global. Like, over the weekend, like, okay, so 4th of July, we just celebrated 4th of July, Independence Day, right? And all this stuff. And then here's... I got to go and hang out with my family, and we did family reunion. And we had people upon people, but there was a couple of people in particular that literally prayed and spoke words over me and Luke and then Gabri. And then it was really sweet because one of the words I just said, hey, you got a word for Sebastian? And it was so sweet. They just turned and they said, oh, Sebastian, you get to be a kid. You get to be a kid to the fullest. And I wanted to cry. because not all kids get
no,
to be
that's
kids
good.
Too, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I was like, oh, man, God.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't even realize that that was, like, that's needed.
Yes.
That's needed in our growth and in our health, right? Just, it's like. Mm.
Especially where you're stepping into.
Come on.
How many kids need to hear?
They need to be, just let them be a kid.
You get to be a kid.
Mm. You get to be
like
a kid
like the weights.
Because, like, when I went and I was the long-term sub for the PE teacher, PE mm-hmm. and health teacher at the high school. And here they're expecting these young people to, you got to be grown. And I'm thinking, some of these kids are in their cars. Some of these kids are just walked away from a roach-infested house. Some of these kids don't even have lights on. Some of them are rolling into my class late in the morning because they had to wait to pay for the light bill that they've been working for because their parents can't or won't, right? Like, and I'm going, and I'm passing out jump ropes. And one of the other coaches walks up to me, what are you doing? That wasn't on the syllabus. And I said, I'm letting these kids be kids. Like, when was it? I'm like, this guy, he's massive. He was my baller. And he was angry kid. Mm-hmm. I just handed it to him and I said, hey, bud. He said, what are we doing today? And I said, we're going to jump rope. When was the last time you jumped rope? And I'm thinking, he's about to go swimming, right? He's
about to use that jump rope.
Right. Right. He's about to use the jump rope, but not for the reason
not
it was
the approved.
Right? He was like, I said, just go. I said, until you jump that rope, you're not going to ball. I just need you to do what I'm asking. It's just, I'm not asking you, like, to do something that I'm, and I'm, like, jump on the rope, too, and walking around and jump on the rope. Do you know, for the rest of the class, he is skipping the rope around and doing all the tricks and the crisscrossing and the stuff. And I went, there it is. Mm-hmm. There it is. Because we need to create a space for people to be healed, even if they're the he's the one that provokes the fights. This is the kid that provokes the fights and does the things. And it's like, no. I'm just going to remind you who you are.
Yeah.
Because that's not who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is who you are. So, anyway, that kind of takes us right into our conversation, I think.
Hmm.
You think? A little bit?
So, I mean, I guess we could.
We can.
Yeah. So, I saw a Facebook post.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is normally my thing. I see them. And the post was just basically saying, at what point do we hold people accountable?
Right.
At what point do we stop allowing them to hurt other people?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At what point do we stop just allowing things to slide under the rug and then not call it out?
Right.
Basically, right. No matter what the position.
Right.
So... And then she was asking for just, you know, your opinions on yeah. that. Do you just continue to let a person
right.
walk all over folks, say what they want to say, do what right. they want to do and how they want to do it in the right. name of that's just me?
Right. Come on.
It's my personality. Right.
It's
what it is.
It's my upbringing. This is how I was
yeah.
raised. Yep. Yep.
So
yep.
How do we handle situations like that where people yeah. are just repeat offenders of splatting out whatever they want to say.
Right. Right.
You know. So.
A can of whoop. No, I'm just
That's one way.
I like how you and I both looked at Heather and she's like, just give me my brass knuckles. And just
I was just thinking that. Though. I was like, Marsha, we're going to need to get brass knuckles for Dina.
I got mine.
Be a child.
No.
Just show it to them.
The
I mean, you don't have
not
to use
the
it.
Not
yeah.
To the
yeah. yeah.
Whoa,
can you
whoa,
let this?
No.
Yeah.
But
after pocket and shot him. No,
that was it.
Okay.
I did not get to listen to the whole thing because well, I told you my phone and my car disagreed in noise today. Anyways,
yeah.
And so I kind of caught snips of it, but not a whole lot. But I think, I mean, there's a biblical way to go about when a fellow believer.
Yes.
And or leader.
Yes.
Regardless, the two are intertwined there.
Yeah.
It's a Christian, another believer. There's, you know, you go to them first. If this doesn't change, then you take an elder. If it doesn't change, then you go in front of the church.
Yeah.
And again, if there's no change, they're removed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, I mean, when's the last time we've ever seen that done?
Right.
Like, I'm sure churches I've do it. I've just never seen it.
And right, right.
Nobody wants to do that. Mm-hmm. And I really think most churches especially try to keep that insular.
Insular?
You don't want to take somebody and stand them up in front of the congregation and go, you know, Bob here
right,
is a jackass.
Right.
And like, he's mean and rude and he won't stop.
Right.
Like, we don't want to do that. And there, and because some things are a character issue.
Yeah.
That is a flaw that you do have to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do not need to be broadcasted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then there are things.
Mm-hmm.
That have gone beyond a character flaw, and now you are not a safe person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you are a constant liar or a gossip, you're not safe.
Yeah.
Or worse,
mm-hmm.
you are not a safe person.
Yeah.
Or me, or we, you know. And so I think those things do need to be taken care of. Hopefully, at least at the first level, mm-hmm. you give them the choice to stop and make amends.
Yeah.
Outside of the church, the world likes to do it on Facebook or mm-hmm. Instagram or TikTok or, you know, and they just blast it out. Now, to some degree, I think that that's a kickback to the fact that so often in Christianity, we want to gloss it over.
Yeah.
And so it's a system of you could keep glossing this stuff over and it's hurting me.
Right.
It's hurting people that I see. So I'm going to just blare it out to the sunrise, to the sunset, and back again.
Which causes more damage than good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the kick. It's the knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I want you to be hurt, too.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, both, I think, are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both
yeah.
glossing it over and acting like nothing ever happened.
Right.
You can't do that. Someone has been hurt, whether it's spiritually hurt, emotionally hurt, physically hurt.
Yeah.
Someone has been hurt.
Yeah.
This cannot be glossed over. Do we need to go on to TikTok and talk about it? No.
Right.
Not necessarily. But maybe if that person again and again and again and again.
You've intervened so many times.
Right. You have to give, I've given you the chance.
Mm.
We've given you the chance. I mean, Jesus gave Judas the chance, the chance, the chance. Judas still did it.
Mm. Right. Right.
I think you said it. Like, there is a world's way of doing things, but then there is God's way, the right way.
Right.
So we could blast them out on Facebook or TikTok or whatever the case may be in the name of, I'm getting it out there. We're going to keep it real.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, do what we got to do because that's what's right.
Right.
In their eyes. But morally, God's way, there is a standard.
Yeah,
and you said that, you know, based off of the beginning, as Christians, we have to make sure, in my opinion, that we don't get so caught up in the earthly way.
Come on.
That we tend to take on, okay, yeah, this is a better way because my feelings are hurt or, you know, you just need to shut up or whatever the case may be.
Because I think so many times, and she didn't flat out say exactly what it was in that video, what she was upset about. She alluded to some things, unless she said something.
I think she did at the beginning.
Did I miss? I might have missed that part.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but pretty severe, right? So it was not, it was basically a sexual abuse or some sort of abuse?
No, I think what it was a racial issue.
Was it a racial issue? Okay. Because it's like maybe the other one you gave me those
I got
two,
you.
You got the two videos, so I might have gotten both of them messed up. Okay, so the racial issue. That's right. It was it was somebody in authority.
Right.
And did you want me to say what?
No, it can. I mean, I just wouldn't say any names, but
won't say any names. Just because, from the point of view, it's a racial issue. It was a police officer in a black community, and I'm assuming the police officer is white. Did she ever say?
I'm assuming that. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
again,
the assumption.
That is the assumption,
right?
And so it's one of those where I like that we're having this. I really am glad we're having this conversation. Because I know with a lot of times when it comes to if somebody is walking in, whether it's racism, whether it's prejudice, whether it's a bias, whether it's an offense is usually the core root of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's coming off not kind, not good, based off of the skin color, then the first thing that people would say would be, well, this is, you're racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to back it up 4 or 5 steps, whether it's the person that's white that's racist, or mm-hmm. the person that's black or whatever other color is racist, because mm-hmm. it can go both ways, oh, right?
Like, yeah, you, I mean, you all can be, different ways.
You can have a prejudice based off of the skin color because of either how you've been raised
mm-hmm.
or your experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to back it up on every side and say, where did that person get hurt? What happened? And it may not even have been, how did they get hurt? How were they raised?
Mm-hmm.
How was this person mm-hmm. raised? Because I've got friends from every spectrum of the life,
right?
Like every color of the rainbow and all of the things in between. And any time that we have encountered this kind of conversation, it's always been a thing of, this is how my grandmother taught me. This was how I was taught to, you put your hands up on that steering wheel, mm-hmm. you don't move, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, whoa, no, like, there's something about saying, hey, I want to give you wisdom, because you're walking out into a world that mm-hmm. may not know who Jesus is, but I also don't want to instill in you mm-hmm. a fear
yeah.
to where it's constantly being multiplied, because my grandparents on both sides were very racist. Mm-hmm. I will use that word.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, literally any time that they would say, one of my best friends, I've told you guys this story, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure if we've ever said this on here. My best friend back in elementary school, second grade, her name was Candy. Telling you, it's probably you and me, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother said, well, Jan, that's my mom, she goes, you can't let her play with them because the other kids won't play.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom went, nope.
Yeah.
She immediately like snuffed that in the bud and said, that is not how
mm-hmm.
God sees us. That's not how we see people. Mm-hmm. That's not how we, no, we don't do
mm-hmm.
that. And so I'm really grateful knowing that along the years,
yeah.
and then when I married my first husband, Gabriel's dad, my dad disowned me
mm-hmm.
for a season
yeah.
because he was black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like having, and then living with his family and then experiencing the flip, because mm-hmm. I was the white, I'd always hear I heard all the stuff, right? And it was very pointed to me. So it's like standing back saying, how do we respond?
Mm-hmm.
Us as the people of God,
mm-hmm.
us as Christians, mm-hmm. Christians first before skin color, women of God, not mm-hmm. even just our gender, but people of God, the mm-hmm. character of Christ. How do you respond in that? And it's like, find out maybe where the hurt is, because in my mind, everybody can be restored and redeemed. My stepdad was racist. We had my godparents that weren't my godparents yet, but my godparent, they mm-hmm. lived across the street from us, black couple, most beautiful people on the planet. And somebody spray painted the N-word on mm-hmm. the side of their house. And my stepdad goes over there with a wire brush and acid and starts scraping it off and cleaning it for them. And they became best friends and literally melted my dad's heart right there on the spot mm-hmm. to where he was no longer in that space.
So I've
seen things firsthand
mm-hmm.
where I can look at people and say, I know what God can do.
Yeah.
I know that he can heal. It's generational.
It can be. So you're basically talking about maturity.
Yeah.
And love.
Yeah.
As Christians, like maturity, love needs to set in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that we can move in things that, you know, in my opinion, make more sense.
Yes.
Well, so.
And like, so the scenario was an officer.
Yeah.
Said something.
Said something about some. Yeah.
Okay.
Some black kids. I mean, they black. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so, okay, I mean, you could, kids, so like teens, children.
Yeah.
At that moment in time, those kids are not, I don't even care if they are Christians, more than likely, not going to think, I wonder what hurt the officer. Like,
right.
And to
right.
some degree, they don't need to.
Right.
I don't know what they were doing, even if it was wrong or against the law or whatever. You're an officer of the law. You need to maintain professionalism.
Correct.
You may have a hang up.
Come on.
But it can't come out in your behavior.
Correct.
And if it is, that's a problem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You need to fix it.
That problem, as a grown adult,
yes.
Not just an officer, but mm-hmm. an adult human being mm-hmm. with different jobs,
mm-hmm.
you open yourself up to things
mm-hmm.
like letters to his boss,
mm-hmm.
somebody wanting to be interviewed by the news,
mm-hmm.
that can just spiral out of hand. He could be a good person mm-hmm. over other than this one area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this one area will consume his life over one action.
Yeah.
If he's not careful, he or she is not careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they're going to feel like I have been attacked by the very community
mm-hmm.
that I was already told mm-hmm. was no good. And then they won. Mm-hmm. You know, quote, correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Whatever happened in your life, however you were raised, we get to a degree, to an age where yeah. you cannot always allow that to control you. It's not easy.
No.
I'm not saying that. There are certain varieties of people.
Correct.
That I have a hard time with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I do know this.
Yeah.
And it will... Dina, you remember we were doing prayer a couple weeks ago when somebody started praying in a certain language and I was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
and I knew it was coming, but mm-hmm. I was not prepared.
Yeah.
But I can't, just because I know it,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't give me the out to just, the freedom to just use that as an
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to literally figure a way to untangle that.
Right.
Ugh.
And let God
this
heal it.
This has burned me.
No, so. This is good.
Well, yeah, but even if you're not a follower of Christ,
absolutely.
If you're just someone, Joe Schmo,
you. You're
out on
to the
street,
people that
yeah.
do not have a Jesus situation.
Mm-hmm.
No,
your
on,
life
yeah.
will be destroyed by the very thing you hate.
Come on, Heather.
And you'll lose even if you win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You will lose.
Yeah.
And why be entangled by that?
Yeah.
And it's not just racism or any prejudice, but mm-hmm. why be entangled when there are people who can help walk you out of that? And that's exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
Is, do you want to put them on blast? Do you want to set them free?
Right.
Right.
And that's the point.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this.
Yes. Come on.
We can take this person's perspective and say that it was a racial issue because that is what was stated, that
right.
it was a racial issue.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we can't really say that it was a racial issue because we're not the person.
Correct.
We weren't there. We right. don't know everything that surrounded the situation.
Yeah.
It is understanding. My understanding is that, okay, maybe this type of conversation or things like this have been said mm-hmm. often.
Yeah.
And it just needs to stop. No one's checked it.
Got
but
it.
We don't know the intentions and the motives of a person's heart unless they're communicating that.
Come on.
I mean, you said it.
Yeah.
It could be background.
Yeah.
You know, whatever the case may be. But do we really know that it's a racial issue or maybe it's just a teen issue?
Right.
You
right.
know, whatever. A class.
I don't like
income
figures.
Issue. You know, right. I don't know. A short right. haircut yeah. issue. I don't know.
Right.
But... you know, we don't really understand the whole situation. So
yeah.
I guess my thoughts about the whole thing in calling people out, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just kind of going back to it. Was everything done before a call out
that
even
part.
Got put into place?
That part, because even regardless, I love what you guys are saying, because regardless, biblical or not biblical, that's just the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right thing to do as a human being. I don't care if you have God in the mm-hmm. equation or not. Like, find out more about this person before you start jumping to conclusions, because you're getting pissed off at the very thing that they're calling you out on. Oh, well, you don't know me. Well, yeah, you don't know me. Like, I mean, we could go here all day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me. Yep. And you don't know me. So how about we sit down? How about we bring this down a second and say, how about we do get to know each other? Because I guarantee you're going to find some sort of commonality, or you're going to find the heart of the issue
mm-hmm.
of why things are the way they are. And then that's when the healing starts coming, because
yeah.
we start seeing where the wounds lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, somebody that comes to you, Marcia, and says, yeah, I have been so wounded by a certain color of culture that now I am
yeah.
I have an issue.
Yeah, right? I've seen it. It happens
right?
a lot. Yeah.
Like, hi, you're mm-hmm. in the middle of the military and the stuff. Like, it's not a secret. It's human nature. Mm-hmm. You're keeping yourself safe. When I divorced my husband, every black guy I saw for a season mm-hmm. freaked me out.
Yeah.
Not because I was scared of black people, right. but because he would threaten to mm-hmm. come get me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in a constant state of, which on the outside looking in, people are going, oh, that woman, that white girl, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, I say this with my daughter, slow your roll.
Yeah.
Because you don't know that. And I then she's mom, and I go, listen, I know it exists. We know it exists.
Yeah.
But don't sit here and just throw that up against the wall and make it stick
mm-hmm.
because you don't know the full story of that person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it is, you know what? Jesus can heal that too. He can absolutely, or again, if we take the Jesus card out of it, you know what? That person can be redeemed
mm-hmm.
because that is a cultural
yeah.
word. That person can be delivered from that. They don't have to live like that the rest mm-hmm. of their days. You need to figure out where does that wound need to be healed
mm-hmm.
in that person, whether it's the one that is throwing the shade or the one that's catching it.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides need a healing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm listening to this woman and I'm thinking, I hope that this doesn't put a bad taste in your mouth for everybody that looks like me. Because that's always been my biggest
mm-hmm.
cry. Because yeah. I'm thinking, it's everybody's cry.
Mm-hmm.
From any whatever color, background, yeah. different things, we're all standing back saying, I really hope that this doesn't put a bad taste. Your one, or even your 15 experiences,
yeah.
right? Like, or the lifetime of the enemy lying to
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
because he wants to separate us in such a space, in such
oh,
a
for
place,
sure.
right? That's his MO.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most shallow thing that he could actually divide us
mm-hmm.
in. This and our gender. And it's like, he's going to find a reason for us to not have unity.
Mm-hmm.
Slight side story.
Yes, ma'am.
So when I used to work in juvie, for a while, I don't know why I pointed at both of you when I was to work at juvie. Anyways, I worked for a while. My favorite unit was the oldest boys unit.
Mm.
And that's because they're a hair bit away from prison. Mm. They know it. Mm. And none of them had a problem with me. They hated my male co-workers, but they all have mommy issues, so they didn't, or not mommy issues, they love their mommies, so I never had a problem with them.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But they're 17 and a half.
Dang.
And they're almost all gangsters. They're almost all in gangs.
Yeah.
Well, and now some of them are in quote-unquote gangs, mm-hmm. and then there were some who I was like, okay,
legit.
Yeah, that kid's in a scary gang. Like,
wow.
like their dad's in a gang, you know? Like,
yeah.
So, and I remember I was there one time, and you know, I've got a few of my tattoos at the time, and I have these two four-leaf clovers. And this one kid comes up to me and he goes, Miss, are you with the Aryans? And I was like, what? And he goes, them tattoos, you know that's Aryan. It is.
No way.
And usually they have a swastika in the middle. I don't, obviously.
Right.
Didn't know that when I got it.
Wow.
And I looked at him and I said, do I look like to be part of the, you know what? Don't answer that. No, I am not with mm-hmm. the Aryans.
Wow.
And it was, but he's like, well, why'd you get that tattoo? I said, I got it. It was a matching tattoo with somebody else. And so I was like, it is not what you think it is. Like, and I was like, let's have a conversation about tattoos. Not every tattoo is a gang affiliated tattoo.
Right.
And so, you know, but it sparked a conversation.
That's yeah. good.
Otherwise, I could have been like, it's none of your business. Well, if
right.
I had said it's none of your business,
it would have
immediately. Within the day,
yep.
Ms. Heather
Dang.
Was part of the Aryan group.
Right.
You know, like, would have been everywhere. And,
wow.
you know, I'm sure
yeah.
somebody would have been very upset.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have gotten called into my boss's office and been
yeah.
like, why are you telling them you're part of the Aryan? I'd be like,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it was just a simple,
mm-hmm.
no. No.
Wow.
You know, we, as a world,
mm-hmm. yeah.
we are prime for offense
mm-hmm.
and
Dang.
Insult. We're just
Speak
so mad all the time.
Yeah.
That, okay, maybe whatever was said was an authority issue. They don't like authority. Or he didn't like kids.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
both clashed together and it came out and it wasn't ever supposed to be, you know, racist in any
mm-hmm.
way. But it came out. It sounded wrong because he was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
They were pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, like, we need to stop being so prime mm-hmm. for insult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are legitimate times where there are people in your life that you can't trust.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be confronted.
Yes.
Maybe he did need to be confronted. Right. Probably not then. Probably not by those teens right at that moment in time.
Right.
And probably not, you know, blasted on the news. But somebody need to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And say, hey, this is not acceptable. Another officer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
His boss. And be like, no, you don't talk like that to people. I don't care who they are. I don't care their age.
Yeah.
And why do you think you can do that?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And stop it there before it costs him his job, before it costs him his livelihood, his, you know, whatever, his relationships
his
with
life.
His spouse
mm-hmm.
and kids.
Yeah.
You don't know what it will end up costing you. And that's the same in our churches.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
There are people who are, I am the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you and your way that you are now unacceptable. And I have to be able to figure out a way to say that without mm-hmm. saying, well, screw you and your family too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because that's the easy way.
Right.
That's the simple way, is to just lash right back
mm-hmm.
out. It's the way we all kind of want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I do. Like, there are those people that maybe I can reevaluate this relationship and get closer or farther apart as needed. And then there are people who you have to go, no, that's wrong.
Yes.
And I see it, and I need to tell somebody about it, the appropriate somebody,
mm-hmm.
who can then maybe go with me,
mm-hmm.
And then from then, or at least evaluate it from their side and see, am I seeing things
mm-hmm.
through mm-hmm. offense, or am I truly seeing this?
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we're looking for people like that, it cannot be the dog who will die here in a minute.
He wants to get to
me. Do you want to come see him?
It's fine.
Okay.
He can come see me.
It cannot be who necessarily is your closest friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It needs to be someone with character and even authority
mm-hmm.
that you can say, hey, I feel this when I see this person, or I see them and I don't think this is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to let it go and let it be looked into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because so I think if we don't take that time, because the scripture, whenever we were talking back and forth, and I said, hey, this was the scripture that
mm-hmm.
I had this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the scripture was, hold on, buddy. Okay. Galatians 6, mm-hmm. and it says, live creatively, friends. If someone falls into sin, forgivingly restore him. Forgivingly restore him. So you're walking in with a thing of, okay, I'm coming in. I'm going to try to creatively figure out how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to, all right, Marcia, you see that I'm living in adultery, okay,
mm-hmm.
fornication, all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I say this because I was that person in the middle of church.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could have called me out at any given time. They had mm-hmm. every right to. Nobody did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why? Right? And what it did is because I was not called out, It escalated and turned into something that was bigger. And
mm-hmm,
it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the enemy was, he was out to, mm-hmm. he's gunning for us, right?
Yeah.
And I think if we don't love the people enough, even if it's somebody that we go, I hate what you're doing,
mm-hmm.
but I've got to love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people will say, well, surely they know better. Okay. This is a grown officer. This is a grown man.
Mm-hmm.
Surely he knows better. What if he genuinely doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if he genuinely doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
I have to throw myself back into that space constantly in my world when I walk with people, talk
Absolutely.
With people, the people that Luke and I like talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I go, surely you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, you right. don't.
Or
no, you don't. Or it's been so broken
mm-hmm.
and skewed in such a manner that you genuinely believe that this is right,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's like, go to them to restore them, saving your critical comments for yourself.
That's
this
it.
This is Galatians 6,
mm-hmm.
right? You might be needing forgiveness before the day's out.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, hey,
watch yourself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Stoop down and reach out to those who are oppressed. Share their burdens, and so completes Christ's law. If you think you are too good for that, you are badly deceived.
Absolutely. And that's...
You were saying, you know, sometimes people don't know. And they don't. And you're like, oh my gosh. And sometimes it's the heat of the moment.
Yes.
And it just pops off.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well, there's a heart condition here that we need to talk about that maybe you didn't know about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And thankfully it came out.
Yeah.
At this moment in time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it could just be a heat of the moment. You have to be like, you need to learn a little bit more self-control.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it's, and then they need somebody like that to tell them that.
Right.
Like, and that's love.
That is.
That's bottom line of it. Yeah. That's love. What love does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're not always going to, I mean, sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where you're going to pop off really quick. And like, okay, I didn't mean to do it like that.
Yeah.
But I think what we're saying at the end of the day is, what are our intentions? What is the motive? I think I also heard somewhere in a video where, you know, if you're out there and you're going to be around other people and have the potential to possibly hurt or harm someone else with your actions,
Right. Shouldn't
I be obligated to warn that person, you know, that this could potentially happen?
Right.
I mean, yeah, give or take. I mean, Heather, you just brought up the fact that, okay, maybe leader's position of authority, things like that.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, all of these things are just something to take into consideration and just to factor in. But bottom line, we can't dismiss the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is an earthly way. There is a godly way.
Yeah.
Bottom line, it's going to have to be God's way.
It's just
going to have to be God's way if you want to do it in a way where relationships are going to be restored.
Yes.
Where what you're saying is going to be received.
Yeah.
And where people are going to be healed, you know, in every way.
Yeah.
We could take it the earthly way, but then what? Relationships are broken.
Yeah.
We can deal in our flesh.
You have a race line that has just gotten even bigger.
That's just the bottom line of it.
Yep.
You know, we can walk in the flesh all day long.
Yeah.
But what is that going to get us? Where is that going to take us at, you know, the bottom line of it all?
Yeah.
So, I mean, motive.
If this gentleman is racist, okay, if he does have that issue, if it is that deep of a heart issue, how much better would it be to restore him and for him to be free of that?
Mm-hmm.
So that way other people don't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so just not just racism, but like the pedophiles, anybody that is like, we think, ooh, that's pretty heinous. Mm-hmm. Like, this is extremes, right? We talk about these things. When people talk about praying for the victims, can I tell you guys, because I was the one that was caught in the middle of it. Heather and I were talking about that a little bit.
Mm.
Like, I was a willing participant in my sin. I was willing. I was just as guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they call this one person, I should also be named this person, right? But I know that when you bring somebody to a place where they can repent from even just their minds and their thinking and their upbringing, the things that like the hurts, the triggers, the stuff, right? When you start dealing with the heart of the issue, it's always a heart issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When we deal with the heart of the issue, whether you believe in God or not, people out in the world can deal with the heart of the mm-hmm. issue. Deal with it. Mm-hmm. Why do I act like this? Because that's not living life. We want everybody restored, because I want that pedophile to be completely restored
mm-hmm.
and put back into their right mind
mm-hmm.
so that way they don't offend again.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cause harm again and hurt people again.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to make a quick side note?
Yes.
And say restored doesn't mean their original position.
No, come on.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people hear the word restored and they're like, hang on. You want this guy to go out and say sorry to somebody and then just let him go on to the next group of people he may disagree with? No, we're not saying that. And it might be something that's simple for this particular person. I'm not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, when you break the law mm-hmm. and you harm mm-hmm. other people
yeah.
or kids
mm-hmm.
or even adults, you know, you coerce or whatever. I am not saying it. I don't think anybody in their right mind is saying you're restored. Now go out and be a minister mm-hmm. again.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, some things you have let go of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God will use you in another capacity.
Yeah.
He knows that there is a human law, and a human law for a reason, because right now we live in a human world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we've got to obey those laws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And certain laws say if you do this,
there's consequences.
You're not going to be working.
Right.
In the kids ministry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, then a bunch of people should probably end up going to jail because
Yeah.
You know,
come on.
There's a reason we do background checks when we have for kids ministry and stuff, because you don't want that.
Right.
And so I a lot of times people hear restored and they think just thrown right back to where the where they were at. No, yeah, restored means they're made whole.
Yes.
As them as a person.
Yes. Yeah.
Their relationship with God is restored. Their relationship to people around them is restored. Yeah. Their job, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
That's okay. That mm-hmm. there is a price to pay.
Yes.
For sin, and especially when it's the sin that harms other people.
That's right. Good.
I mean, it's a consequence. Sorry, not a price. A consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I know, because I could just see people going, restored. Yeah. No. Yeah. Redeemed. Yeah.
Redeemed.
And remade and made whole again. Yeah. But that does not mean we're going to be like, please. Yeah. You know what? We'd love for you to be our pastor. And some churches too. And some church. And that is where I'm like, we need to call that out.
Mm.
That is not restoring the person.
Yeah.
That is not helping them to be redeemed or made whole back to God. Or not 3 months after whatever happened. No. Yeah.
When I see restored and redeemed, what I see is that person is no longer tormented in their mind. And being provoked to do the same thing that they have done.
Right. They're not creating more victims.
There's no more victims. Whether it's the racism, the pornography, whatever it is that's going on, that person becomes back into their right mind. And they're no longer having these knee-jerk reactions to whatever set them off to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's children, whether it's a color, whether it's a culture,
whether it's embezzling. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not victimizing themselves.
They're not. Yes. Mm-hmm. Come on.
They're not. And they don't even realize they're doing it anymore. You know?
Yeah.
But, there's this book. Have you guys ever read it? It's Unpunishable.
Hmm. No.
Ending Our Love Affair with Punishment by Dani Silk.
Whoa.
I've had this book.
Yeah.
I've started reading it 3 separate times. I've never finished it.
Mm. Wow.
It's tough. It's good, but it's tough. Because he talks all about setting up boundaries, healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there is a season where some people have broken the rules.
Yeah.
And now they cannot be in the same pen as you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not because you don't like them.
Yeah.
It's because they're not safe.
That's good.
And when they're ready to come back through the door you created, they can.
That's good.
And he's like, and to teach how to be unpunishable means are you desiring this person to be healed, or do you want to punish them?
Mm.
Because society says, we punish you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cut you off.
You did this.
Yeah.
And so it's our great joy to stone you to death now, physically or, you know, like verbally. We're going to just... Look at the news in the Christian music world. Like, we're going to smear you. We're going to take away all your accolades. But and every other person who has ever performed with you.
Correct. Dang it.
Or do I want to make you whole again? Do I want to see God set you free?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for, you know, right now, you need some serious help.
Yeah.
The microphone is not yours anymore.
Right.
It was never yours to begin with.
Right.
But, and it's this idea of what's the mentality as to why we're helping, or why we're having people be punished.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the whole beginning. And I mean, but he just goes through some stuff and he's like, look, anything can be saved. Anyone can be saved. But it takes work on their part too.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
It takes a willingness to be broken and whole again.
Yeah.
Because some people just want to be broken and some people just want to be whole when they're still broken.
Is it that unpunishable? It just a quick thought I had. The class my husband and I took, the first question you ask, even in parenting, before you give your child a consequence or punish them, what's going on in you?
Right.
That's good.
What is your why are you doing this?
Yes.
What are you trying to accomplish or get across? So,
right. Yeah. And that's the whole thing. He's like, what are you doing? Is it, you said do this and they won't do it. And so now that's it.
Yeah.
They're trouble.
Right.
Or is it, I told you to do this because if you don't, you're not gonna have laundry for a week. So now I guess you're just going to wear old clothes for a week. Like,
right.
like that's your, that, and the consequence, you could just put the clothes in the laundry, but if you don't, well,
right.
And I'm like, huh. And he's like, we have a mindset that we want to, it's our way to be able to punish other people for the way we were punished. Right? Mm. Well, I guess I remembered a little bit more than I wanted to.
That's really good.
I mean, there was one part, I just chucked the book across the room. I was like, to heck with this.
Wow. That's deep. Good.
That's a lot of information.
It's a good book if you can finish it. I've heard it's great.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what other thoughts do you have?
I think that was it for me.
I think.
I feel like we did.
I feel like we covered all the stops. I was listening to the video in my head as we were talking.
Yeah.
But I think we kind of hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
I think my prayer is that anybody and everybody that hears us, okay, and even this beautiful lady that we, I'm praying because she sounds like she's a godly woman.
She's a godly woman. Okay. Yeah.
And so my prayer is that she keeps the airways open and that healing and forgiveness and freedom come out of this conversation. Otherwise, it just becomes a perpetual cycle of us against them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
It's not the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
He made all of us. You know, we're all his kids. And so it's like, it's my prayer is that that we as the children of God set the example to show the world what it looks like to be free and whole and restored and redeemed and walking in unity, not based off of past, but based off of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So you got anything else?
I would encourage people, us too, to be people who are open to being corrected.
Absolutely.
When we
do
and say and walk stupid.
Yes.
Jesus.
Like that you can that you can become a person who can overlook wanting to punish other people.
That's good.
And yet also be a person that can be the stopper between a person and another person say, nope, that's too much. You can't. I'm not going to gloss over what you're doing here.
Right. Right.
I'm not going to sit here and call you out and scream across the sanctuary about what you're doing, but neither am I going to just allow you to just stomp all over people.
You overstep that line.
You know, I'm going to at least be we're not supposed to be the barrier, but be that spot where a person who has been hurt can be safe.
A buffer.
From that other person.
Yeah.
And also allow that other person to be healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because again, they
may
not
hold it against them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They may not even know. And if they know, this is the other caveat in my brain. They very well may know, but they don't know how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I know this is wrong, but show me how to do this right.
Yeah.
Right? Like, love me enough to take me by the hand, even if you yourself are like incredibly offended or upset about whatever it is I'm doing, and then just love me enough to say, hey,
mm-hmm.
hey,
mm-hmm.
like, no, like, this isn't how this goes down. This is not how we respond as the people of God.
Yeah.
And loving each other enough, because we're talking about those two extremes, but like, we're talking about gossip. Gossip can absolutely destroy somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Character assassination, all of these. I mean, there's a long list that God has like, listen.
Yo.
Nope.
You who break up people's families. You who do this. You do that.
Yeah.
You liars. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's few that God says, I don't like you.
Yes.
It's like,
And we need to love each other enough to lay down our own. I like what you said something similar to like or even our own offenses. That's why offense is dangerous.
Mm. Yes.
I know we talked about that two podcasts ago.
Yeah.
This is why it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gets to be a cancer.
Oh
you
sure.
think you're just offended in this one little spot. Oh, the enemy's going to take it and just go, oh, we're going to just run really hard now.
Well, and I'm going to give it to you.
Ooh. Yep.
I mean, this is Marsha's offense.
Yep.
And I'm offended for Marsha.
We're
so, Dina,
cut those tires.
I think you should be offended, too. Like, you know. And
yeah.
And back, Marsha's like, I've been healed and
I'm
set
chilling.
Free from all that. And we're like, we're going to kill him.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah.
So we've got to... We're all saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Just, and then there are very few and far between people who have crossed the line. to where, no, you're an evildoer.
No. Yeah,
but
for
we
sure.
need to stop treating regular people like those. They are the very few mm-hmm. and rare.
I love
and
that.
You know it in your spirit.
For sure.
If you're listening, you know it in your spirit.
Boom.
Those people are one in 1,000, 10,000 maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we are ready to treat our neighbor and the person next to us at church like they're that person.
Yeah.
They're not.
It's a good mm-hmm. word.
They're broken, they're missed, you're confused.
Yeah.
Just like you, just like me.
That's it.
But we can't treat them like the true psychopath.
Yeah.
They're not.
Mhm.
Grace.
Yeah.
Grace. Maybe that's our next tattoo.
Oh, well,
I am not getting another tattoo.
Yeah, you are. She's going to get it right on her elbow.
Oh!
Grace. All right, guys. Anything else?
No, that's it.
This was a good one, Marcia. Thanks for bringing thanks for bringing this to the table. I know it's important to talk about for sure. And we want to do it in a space that is safe, but and then cultivates the goodness of God for sure. Because that's what we want to point everybody right back to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, guys, we will see you next time in the real.